2.5 to play in the first. 11-6, Harbor Beach over Lakers in a very tight and contested game. Paul Zwemer with all 6 points for Lakers. Shooty against Kraft on the right wing with plus about 15 feet outside the three line. Paul Zwemer top of the key against Hesley. Now dribbling into the free throw line. Spin move in the lane, puts up the runner, jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound by Lakers' John Carl, and he is fouled on the way down. Fouls against number 35, Colin Cook for Harbor Beach, his first, team second. Lakers will get the ball underneath their own hoop. 2:09 left in the first. Shooty passing this one to Zwemer in the right corner. Against Colin Cook, needs to move the ball somewhere here. Gets the Shooty for three in the deep right corner, and this one's good. Jared Shooty can shoot the three, and he proved it right there. It's now 11-9, a two-point game. 1:55 left in the first. No matter how it's going to turn out, to be Barnburn the whole way through. Colin Cook in the left corner, back to Eli Kraft, left wing. Austin Seltz, wide open the right wing, did not take it.
He thought about it, though.
And he's a little cold coming right off the bench still. Eli Kraft with it. 1:35 left in the first. Left wing. Over to the right wing, Austin Seltz. Open again, did not decide not to do it. Now Josh Schelke back to Austin Seltz. Over to Kraft. Back to Seltz. This time he's going to take the three. This one's up, and this one's good. Third time's the charm, touching the ball, I guess. It's now back to 14-9. Harbor Beach leads by 5 with 1:15 left in the first act. Jared Shooty with the ball. About 40 feet from the hoop, dribbles up for the NBA 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Colin Cook for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft in transition. It's 2-on-1. Eli Kraft drives right in the lane, and he had a little contact, but they say it was in cause of a travel. So a turnover for Harbor Beach, only the second of the night. Gives the ball back to Lakers 90 feet from their own hoop, trailing by 5 with 58 seconds left in the first quarter. Jared Shooty to Zwemer, being guarded by Hessling, bringing up the ball. Cross midcourt. Now at the right wing, dribbles into the free throw line at the elbow, retreats, puts up the jump shot, and this one went in. Off balance, leaning to his left, and he went in with very little arc. Paul Zwemer now with 8 points. Brings him back within 3 points.
That's something you do in a horse game in the backyard.
Paul Zwemer is off to a fantastic start, as expected. Josh Schelke kicks it out to Colin Cook in the right corner for three, and this one's good. Colin Cook with 5 points. I did not know he could shoot the three, but apparently he can. Harbor Beach up by 6, 17-11. Cunningham with the ball, feeds it into Zwemer. It's knocked away by Colin Cook. As the crowd is getting fired up, Jared Shooty now with it. 10 seconds left. Number 12, Cunningham takes the three. This one's no good. Last touch by a green jersey. Harbor Beach ball with 6.5 seconds left. And we have a couple substitutions for Lakers.
Clarence Dubes is checking in for the Lakers.
Terrence Dubes and Dakota Valentine. And they're going to sit Paul Zwemer and Steve Kaczynski. Eli Kraft gets the ball at the left wing, finally touches it, drives right into the lane, and this one's blocked by Dakota Valentine. A heads-up play there, and on the buzzer shot from half-court, Shooty's shot is no good, and the first quarter will end at 17-11, Harbor Beach leading by 6 in a whirlwind of a first act. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
One quarter down, it seems like I'm out of wind already.
Well, I'll tell you what, both teams are going to do that to you because both teams are just absolutely blistering the nets. This is unbelievable, Clark. Both teams took 13 shots. Harbor Beach had two more. They had 7 baskets, while the Lakers had 5. But that is unbelievable shooting out of both teams.
Paul Zwemer with 8 points leads all scorers on the night so far. He has 8 of Lakers' 11. Next is Eli Kraft with 7, and then Callum Cook with 5. Harbor Beach will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading 17-11 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Austin Seltz on the left wing. Eli Kraft now on the right wing. Interesting matchup is going down to the right block. Callum Cook against number 44, Terrence Dubes, who's now in the right corner. Austin Seltz now with the left wing. Eli Kraft. Harbor Beach suddenly putting in the freezer suddenly and going for last shot with 7.5 minutes to play in the second quarter.
A little soon to put the ball in the ice box.
Perhaps.
Maybe he wants to draw them out a little bit.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, against Jared Schutte from about 8 feet in that 1-3-1 defense. Austin Seltz, left wing. Back up to Eli Kraft. To Colin Cook, back to Kraft. Cook to Schelke in the right wing. Cook back out to Seltz, to the left corner to Cook. Cook still with the ball, back to Seltz. Looks like one of those 1930s instructional videos, how to do a chest pass currently, as they're going around the entire perimeter. 6:50 left in the second quarter. Josh Schelke to Austin Seltz, top of the key, being guarded by Cunningham. Dribbles back out, nearest defender is 13 feet. 6:40 left in the second quarter. No score yet. Nick Hessling now at the top of the high post. He wasn't expecting that one. And now Eli Kraft retreats. He's nearly at midcourt, being guarded by Paul Zwemmer. Right corner to Josh Schelke. Back to Eli Kraft. And suddenly what's a very slow-paced game in the second quarter. Austin Seltz, top of the key. Now to Eli Kraft. Howard Reach has had the ball for a minute 40 and have not shot it yet. Austin Seltz to Callum Cook, back to Seltz. Perhaps they watched the movie Hoosiers on the break, and he needed to do 44 passes instead of just 4 passes before he should shoot the ball.
Well, the post did touch it, so they got 40 more passes.
Eli Kraft, now they're going with a weave. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. We're going on 2 minutes. Josh Schelke in the right wing, drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Seltz. Now to Eli Kraft, right wing. Being guarded by Paul Zwemmer, and he retreats back to the top of the key.
5:47 to go.
Now Eli Kraft drives right into the lane, wide open. He goes up against Paul Zwemmer, and it's in and two. Lulled the entire defense to sleep, and Eli Kraft now with 9 points. It's 19-11, an 8-point lead for Harbor Beach. A bizarre possession. Lakers now taking the three from the long two from the left wing. Number 24 puts it down. Aaron Christie makes a count. It's 19-13. Lakers trailing by 6.
Well, let's see what happens on this possession.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, in no hurry. Now the left wing, up to Austin Seltz, top of the key. He takes the three right off the bat. This one's no good off the back of the iron. Last touch by Colin Cook, out of bounds, Laker ball. Cody Stevens checking back in for Lakers, or for Harbor Beach. He replaces Nick Hessling, the 6'1" senior for Harbor Beach. So Aaron Christie, the 6'3 senior, has the ball, inbounding at 90 feet from his own hoop. Gets it into Paul Zwemmer. And a little contact there as Paul Zwemmer tried to bring it down the court against Cody Seaman, and he'll be charged with the foul. His first, Harbor Beach's third foul of the half in the game. So Christie will be inbounding it right in front of the Harbor Beach student section on the far side of your radio on the left side. Into Cunningham, being guarded by Seltz. Cunningham with a height advantage. But Seltz stole it right away. Goes in for the layup on transition. It is good, and he is fouled and one. Austin Seltz at 5'8" and a junior. Not much size, but he has strength. The basket is good as going to the line as there's a lot of contact. Came down hard, and it's the fifth team foul against Lakers and the first against Trent Cunningham. Austin Seltz, one free throw is no good. Rebound, Paul Zwemmer. Here come the Lakers. That is only the second free throw on the night. Harbor Beach with both of them, and not a single one has been made. 21-13, Harbor Beach by 8. 4:35 left in the second. We have a steal by Austin Seltz, and then a foul immediately following against number 32. Nope, make that 1-2, Trent Cunningham. That's the sixth team foul for Lakers, so the rest of the way, Harbor Beach will be shooting at least one free throw.
Austin Seltz is making his presence be known. Believe me, he's really giving the Lakers fits.
That's Cunningham's second foul. Only one close to foul trouble. Slow whistle tonight, and I'm not complaining.